Welcome to an art intervention mini-episode. Here is an artist you should know about. Lisa Braun. I'm feeling a little bit nostalgic these days. Maybe I'm getting older, or maybe I'm just overwhelmed by the world and all of the things that are currently happening that are outside of my control. No matter the reason, I've just been feeling a lot of hometown pride lately. Alberta in Western Canada has some stereotypical connotations in the eyes of some, not all, but some folks out there have this image of Alberta as nothing but conservative farmers who drive around in big trucks or ride horses to the Home Hardware or Tim Hortons. And while that might exist very well in this province, I always think that there is so much more to this place. There are lots of conservative people in these parts, but some of those conservative people liken themselves to the past days of people like Peter Lougheed. Lougheed was a conservative politician, but one who was still an advocate for public services like education, public health, and the arts. I've said on the show many times that history proves to us over and over again that people are not any one thing. We are all complex humans and have many different beliefs and ideas. Alberta has an incredibly vibrant art and culture scene. More and more film producers are coming to Alberta to film TV shows like The Last of Us or Fargo. Movies like the most recent Ghostbusters film are created here. There are amazing artists, dancers, actors, writers, and more working out of this province, and I wish you all knew more about them. That's why I want to focus the next little while on people and groups that are doing work out of Alberta. So today, I want to introduce you to Lisa Braun. If you live in Calgary, Alberta, chances are you know exactly who I'm talking about. Or once you see an image of her iconic work, you will immediately recognize this artist. Lisa Braun is a Calgary-based artist who is well known for her painted woodcut blocks. They are literally blocks of wood that she expertly carves into, creating layers of texture that are brought to life when she paints the different levels of wood left behind by the carving tools. Woodblocks are widely associated to many historic Japanese artisans who would take large blocks of wood, carve into them, cover them with ink, and then use the blocks like stamps to create intricate images that we still are entranced by to this very day. Widely used in Eastern Asia, there are still surviving examples of woodblock prints that date back to 220 AD in China. So, something that has a very long history could be seen as maybe traditional or old, but Braun takes the concept and really turns it around. Her work is vibrant, colorful, exciting, and current. Many of the portraits created by Braun are that of people or tropes from various niche areas of pop culture. From Spock to Walter White, the Wolfman to Shakespeare. Her work encapsulates the icons who have shocked and altered the world. She also creates woodblock carvings of many different birds and animals. I'm actually stuck on my favorite of hers. I love this carving done of a secretary bird, but there's another one of a great horned owl that is just gorgeous. I also love a past carving of Frida Kahlo. It's so hard to pick which is the best or which is my favorite because they are all incredible. Braun has also experimented with place as a setting for art. Her past works have found her looking into different art venues outside of the traditional gallery space. For example, in 2009, Braun created the Bambi Media Machine, a mobile art venue that was made from a converted 1962 Airstream trailer. She is a prolific and widely celebrated artist, and is someone that you should know about. Art Intervention is researched, written, recorded, and edited by me, Alexandra Hunt. Follow us on social media at Art Intervention. And if you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and give it a rating, as well as sharing it with a friend. Those little things really help out a lot. Plus, remember friends, sharing is caring. This podcast was created on the traditional territories of Treaty 7 land in southern Alberta, Canada. Thanks so much for listening.